This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 10 officials have been indicted in Iran over the 2020 military shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger plane that killed 176 people. That's according to a prosecutor Tuesday, and an announcement coming just as Tehran begins indirect negotiations with the West over its collapsed nuclear deal with world powers. The timing of the announcement comes after Iran faced withering international criticism last month for releasing a final report into the shootdown of Ukraine International Airlines flight number PS752 that blamed human error but named no one responsible for the incident. Efforts to bring the United States back into the 2015 deal on Iran's nuclear program are to step up a gear as Iran and the five world powers remaining in the accord meet in Vienna, while the U.S. is due to start indirect talks with Tehran. As senior foreign ministry officials from the country still in the accord, the so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action meeting on Tuesday in Vienna, also due as in the Austrian capital, is a U.S. delegation headed by the administration special envoy for Iran, Rob Malley. State Department says talks will be structured around working groups that the Europeans will form with the other parties to the accord. Protesters in Yangon, Myanmar, carried out a red paint strike on Tuesday as part of the ongoing challenge to the military coup and crackdown in the country. They tossed red paint into the streets and near areas where protesters have died, with the paint representing the deceased's blood. One protester said he hoped to keep motivating others to keep up the demonstrations despite the deaths of nearly 600 or more. The red paint strike comes following other campaigns involving flowers and eggs. This is VOA News. India reported a record rise in COVID-19 infections Monday, becoming the second country after the United States to post more than 100,000 new cases in one day. Large crowds of people were seen at a hospital and three provinces, others in a city, stopped by a mobile COVID-19 test site to get swabbed. India's richest state and home to its commercial capital, Mumbai, and numerous industries reported a record 57,074 new cases overnight. The country's daily infections have risen about 12-fold since hitting a multi-month low in early February, when authorities eased most restrictions and people largely stopped wearing masks and following social distancing. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says younger adults are driving the latest COVID-19 boost. And then the AP correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says cases have been steadily rising nationwide the past 4 weeks.
We are seeing this occur predominantly in younger adults,
noting spikes in those 18 to 24. She's citing the spread of virus variants, but also a rise in youth sports and other extracurricular activities. At the same time, Walensky says there's good news as more Americans get vaccinated. The oldest are better protected. She says more than half of all people 65 and older are now fully vaccinated.
What we're seeing is both a decrease in emergency department visits as well as hospitalizations associated with that demographic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And North Korea says it will not participate in the Tokyo Olympics because of the coronavirus pandemic. Website run by the North Sports Ministry said the decision was made during a National Olympic Committee meeting on March 25th, where members prioritized protecting athletes from the world public health crisis caused by COVID-19. A jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been moved to a sick ward with symptoms of a respiratory illness and has been tested for coronavirus. Navalny, a prominent critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, declared a hunger strike last week and accused prison staff of denying him proper treatment for acute back and leg pain. Alleged earlier there was a tuberculosis outbreak in his ward. The 44-year-old politician, whose release the West has demanded, said three people from his ward had been hospitalized with tuberculosis and joked darkly that catching the disease might offer him relief from his other ailments. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.